Welcome. You are listening to Park Avenue Podcasts, and this is Rabbi Elliot Cosgrove. While it's always better to hear it live, this is a place to be to catch the music, sermons, and select programs of Park Avenue Synagogue. If you like what you are hearing or want to learn more about the community, please check out our website at www.pasyn.org. Enjoy our latest installment.
Parsha Podcasts. My name is Rabbi Ethan Witkowski. This week in the Torah portion, there's something that reminds me a lot about what we are going through as a people today. Just before the Israelites enter the land, Moses sends 12 spies on a reconnaissance mission to go see what the conquest will be like. Can we take over this country? And the spies come back, and 10 of them say, no. We can't. The people are giants and we seem tiny and there's no way we can do it. And two say, we can. The other guys are right. Everything looks terrible and the people are huge, but we'll have God's help and we'll be able to do it. And the Israelites don't listen to Joshua and Caleb, the two positive spies. They listen to the 10 who say we can't and immediately demand to set a new captain, not Moses, and go back to Egypt. And this moment, right then, is when God says, these people are not ready to go into the land, and in fact, they never will be. And right then is when God declares that the Israelites are going to wander the desert for 40 years until the generation of the spies has died out, and their children will inherit the good land that God has promised them. And I've often thought of all the moments when the Israelites could have merited to not get into the promised land. The golden calf, the mutiny against Moses, spoiler alert. Here, this moment is where the people receive this punishment. Now, it's not that their report was inaccurate. The people were giants and the conquest was difficult. So what was their great sin? The rabbis in the Talmud might shed a little light on this when they point out that God speaks to Moses in seemingly superfluous language. God says, Shlach lecha, send for yourself these spies. And the rabbis read this as saying, send for yourself for your benefit according to your plan. God is essentially telling Moses, look, sending scouts is up to you. This is not a level of detail that I, God, plan on getting involved in. And I think what's happening in this moment is that God is trying to hand agency over to Moses and the Israelites. I have taken you this far, but building the land, building the nation, that is going to be up to you. And when the scouts bring back this negative report, they say it's going to be hard. And when the people reject the conquest of the land, what they are rejecting is having autonomy over themselves. What they are rejecting is their own agency or the ability to understand that they have agency. And that's why they say, let's just go back to Egypt, where other people were in charge and life was kind of rough, but we didn't have to make decisions. The responsibility wasn't ours. And this grappling with our own agency, this is why this moment in the desert reminds me of the times in which we live today. They were daunted by the prospect of conquering the land. The job seemed impossible, and they saw themselves as too small. Today, I often feel too small. Too small to do anything about systemic racism in America. Too small to do anything about the virus plaguing the planet. Too small to have any effect on the problems in the world I would see addressed. But that is the sin that our ancestors committed that we cannot. They saw themselves as too small when they truly did have the power to build a new nation. We too have agency and ability to solve the problems we face. The Israelites had an excuse. They were the first generation in hundreds of years to taste freedom. We can perhaps forgive them for low self-esteem. But we are different. We in the 21st century are among the most powerful and privileged human beings ever to walk the earth. We should know that we have the ability to do what is needed. We have the ability to make our homes and communities and cities anti-racist communities. We have the ability to protect ourselves and others by following expert health guidelines. We have the ability to build a future that is better than our present. We must be honest about the challenges we face and even our own hand in bringing us to where we are, but we cannot lose faith in our ability to overcome our obstacles. Our problems may seem large and we as small as grasshoppers, but we need not flee back to Egypt nor wander in the desert for 40 years. We have the agency right now to do what we can to bring everyone into the promised land. That we cannot forget that we have this agency, that we cannot deny that we have this agency. That is the lesson of this week's Parsha, and one we cannot forget. Thank you all for tuning into Park Avenue Synagogue's Parsha podcast. See you all next week, and Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you for listening to Park Avenue Podcasts, a place to be to catch the music, sermons, and select programs of Park Avenue Synagogue. If you like what you are hearing or want to learn more about the community, please check out our website at www.pasyn.org. See you in shul. Hallelujah.